As there, so here, the impulse exists more or less obscurely in a different vessels with an ever ascending series in the power of its will to be. As there, so here, it is gradually evolving and bound fully to evolve the necessary organs and faculties. As there, so here, there is one form of argument which is manifest towards the end of the previous paragraph and which is very much present in this paragraph. And I shall like to give a name to it so that you can recognize that form of argument. It is called analogical argument. This is also one of the forms of philosophical arguments. Analogical argument. You know, we have already seen epistemological argument, historical argument, dialectical argument, essentially quintessential philosophical argument. And now we have here analogical argument. What is an analogical argument? First, let us see what is the meaning of the word analogy. Analogy is comparison between two sets of phenomena. For every analogical argument, there should be two sets of phenomena. One set of phenomena compared with another set of phenomena. Then you analyze this set of phenomena and analyze also this other set of phenomena. You analyze. In literature, you often find this kind of analogy. A beautiful face is compared with the moon. You will find very often this kind of comparison. Moon is one phenomenon, one set of phenomena. A beautiful face is another set of phenomena. Now it is sometimes argued that the beauty of the moon is enhanced by the spot that we see in the moon. We all see the spot in the moon, no? Is it not fact? If you analyze the moon, one of the prominent features of the moon is that we see a spot. And the poets feel that this spot enhances the beauty of the moon. Now, if you have now a face and you are evaluating this face and the beauty of this face, then you say, as there, so here. In every argument where there is as there, so here, you can see that there is an analogical argument. As there, the beauty of the moon is enhanced by the spot. The mole on the lip of the face enhances the beauty of the face. There it is the spot. Here it is a mole on the lip of the beautiful face. So you say, as there, it is the spot which enhances the beauty of the moon, so here it is the mole on the lip of the face that enhances the beauty of the face. So, now analogy is perfect. Most of the beautiful writers, they perceive, their perceptions compare one with the other, and the comparison seems to be so great that long poems can be written only by comparing the two sets of phenomena. It is argued that Earth is a planet, it is inhabited by people. Mars also is a planet. Can we say that as here, so there? If people are inhabiting this planet, therefore, there must be inhabitants in Mars. Simply because this is a planet, that is also a planet. You compare. This is a planet, that is a planet. This planet is inhabited by the people. Therefore, we may argue that Mars also must have been inhabited by the people. So when we go to Mars, we expect to meet people in Mars. This is an argument which is very often made. As there, so here. Now let us argue, in order that your argument attains maturity, merely one feature is not enough. When you compare one with the other, you should not rely only upon one feature comparable to another feature elsewhere. You should find many features. The greater the number in which there is identity or similarity, the greater is the probability of your argument's validity. On the Earth, we say, although it is a planet, it's a special kind of planet. Is Mars also that kind of planet? That is the question. What is the speciality of the planet of the Earth? We have, for example, water on this planet. And water is very conducive to the development of organic life. Without organic life, human bodies cannot exist. We are all organisms. So we have to show, if your argument is to be valid, you have to show that just as Earth is a planet, Mars is a planet. Just as Earth has got water, can we say Mars also has water? If you find that Mars has no water, then the third characteristic, namely inhabitation by the people, will not apply. Merely one or two features agreeing is not sufficient for a proof. You should have many features, then you can say, as there, so here.